Good Monday morning, August 25th. It's 12 right now in Brantford, 12 in Kitchener, 13 in Hamilton. The dollar 72.31 cents U.S. Gas a buck 37. I'm Stacey Englehart. Burlington family calling on the Ford government to introduce legislation to set maximum emergency room wait times for children after their teen son died following an eight-hour wait to see a doctor in a hospital last year. The 16-year-old was suffering from severe migraines, began to deteriorate, but when he was assessed, it was too late. He ended up dying of sepsis. The family said it doesn't want to stay silent about Finley's death and have filed a lawsuit against Halton Healthcare Services. Police have charged a rideshare driver in the GTA after a passenger reported being sexually assaulted on their way home. 28-year-old Nishu Bansal of Brampton was arrested. Police are concerned there are additional victims. Prime Minister Carney is in Poland today, where he'll start the day greeting Canadian Armed Forces soldiers stationed in Europe before meeting with the Polish Prime Minister. Leaders are expected to move on a partnership that focuses on trade, defense, and energy. Carney was in the Ukraine yesterday to mark the country's Independence Day. And a Toronto man has successfully outrun all of the city streetcar routes after racing them on weekends this summer. McBauer got the idea when he and his wife spent over an hour traveling from Toronto to Toronto. The 32-year-old posted a video of himself racing on TikTok earlier this summer. In a video to social media, he beat his final challenge, the Queen streetcar route, Toronto's longest at 25 kilometers. He did it in 1 hour and 14 minutes, 24 minutes before the streetcar. Light 92 Sports. Baseball yesterday, the Blue Jays lost to Miami 5-3, winning 2-3 in that series. They host the Twins tonight at 7. Major League Soccer, Toronto FC and Atlanta, 0-0. Tommy Fleetwood of England ended the summer with the richest prize on the PGA Tour. He won the Tour Championship yesterday for his first Tour title, captures the FedEx Cup and its $10 million prize. Corey Connors of Listowel tied for fourth. Canada's Brooke Henderson, a two-time CPKC Women's Open champ for her 14th LPGA Tour title. And at the U.S. Open yesterday, Leila Fernandez of Laval beat Rebecca Marino of Vancouver in the first round of women's singles. Light 92 weather. Looks like showers, risk of a thunderstorm, windy and cool today, a high of 18. Tonight, we've got a chance of rain, thunderstorms, windy, down to 10. Tomorrow, even cooler, chance of showers, windy, and a high of 17. Right now, it's 12 in Brantford, 12 in Kitchener, 15 in Hamilton. I'm Stacey Englehart.